It's a victim of its own success. After 20 years hurtling through space, the Cassini spacecraft will now ditch itself into Saturn and explode. NASA will issue the deadly command at the end of this week, as Stephen Smiley explains.
After 2 decades of good and faithful service, having discovered 6 previously unknown moons and provided data for nearly 4,000 academic papers, Cassini will this week be retired. It won't be a peaceful send-off. Ben Caldy is from the Australian Science Media Centre.
The craft will enter Saturn's atmosphere on Friday night, in which it will beam back in real time as much science as possible to the CSIRO team at the Canberra Deep Space Communication Complex before it meets its fiery doom.
3, 2, 1, and liftoff of the Cassini spacecraft on a billion-mile trek to Saturn.
In 1997, when Cassini was launched from Cape Canaveral, NASA and its global partners were planning a 7-year journey with 4 years exploring Saturn and its moons. But NASA over-budgeted fuel supplies, meaning Cassini's voyage has ended up lasting 2 decades. Glenn Nagel is a NASA operations support officer and works at the Canberra Deep Space Communication Complex at Tidbinbilla.
This has been an incredible 20-year odyssey across the solar system. It involves scientists from 26 nations.
Since 2004, Cassini has completed 293 orbits of the ringed planet, sending back 450,000 images and 635 gigabytes of scientific data.
We're able to observe the rings, understand more about the structure of the rings, look at everything from the tiniest dust grain-sized particles up to small moons within the rings that are the size of mountains.
And Cassini also studied more than Saturn's famous rings. Before the mission, little was known about the chemistry and geography of the planet's 53 orbiting moons.
Provided, of course, the platform for the first landing on an outer solar system moon, being Titan. There it discovered what is quite an Earth-like world with rain and rivers and lakes of liquid methane on the surface. And also the discovery at another world, Enceladus, where it found active water ice plumes and some evidence of organic prebiotic chemistry. Both Titan and Enceladus turned out to be key worlds with the potential to support life.
And it's that discovery of moons orbiting Saturn with the potential to support life that has ended up being Cassini's undoing. NASA's initial plan had been to allow the spacecraft, which is roughly the size of a bus, to drift peacefully into space once it had run out of fuel. But because of the discovery of worlds that could support life in the outer solar system, plans were revised. Glenn Nagel again.
The spacecraft could carry some earthly microbes, either on the interior or exterior of the spacecraft. So NASA has a series of laws. They call it the Planetary Protection Laws, to look after the environments of other worlds out there that have that potential to support life. And they don't want to introduce anything into that environment that could potentially harm that life, and also make it difficult for future scientists who may want to go and study those worlds, trying to differentiate between what could be native life or what could have been introduced to that world through a spacecraft like Cassini.
To protect the moons, Cassini will instead be crashed into Saturn and destroyed on Friday Australian time. The Canberra Deep Space Communication Complex will have a key role in the craft's final hours, when it will still be relaying scientific information back to Earth. Ed Cruzan is the director of the complex.
One of the ways you can think about us is a bit like a big telephone exchange in space. We receive these radio signals which contain the data and the images, and then we deconvolve those and chop those up into ones and zeros and send them down the network to NASA JPL.
That's the director of the Canberra Deep Space Communication Complex, Ed Cruzan, ending that report by Stephen Smiley.